the spring that I turned 16 years old, I got arrested for shoplifting. And at the time, I thought this was the worst possible luck that I could have ever had. I was otherwise a pretty good kid for the most part. I got good grades, I was on the honor roll in a whole bunch of clubs and on committees. But at home, things weren't going that well, so I was looking for a way to act out. And I considered my options. I considered going down the drinking and drugs route, but it frankly was just a little bit more of a lifestyle commitment than I was ready for at that time. And I also, like I said, I had a lot of different activities, and I really wanted to keep all these commitments that I'd made. So I needed something that I could calendar and that I could really fit into my schedule for my acting out opportunities. And shoplifting was perfect. I mean, I could do it on my time, and you know, there was the bonus of the free stuff. So that's what I went with, and I really dove in fully for about a few months, and I committed to the shoplifting life. The only problem was that I was really, really bad at it. I was a terrible shoplifter. I was terrible at being bad. It just wasn't really my thing. And on the day that I got caught, and it's frankly amazing to me that it took this long for me to get caught, it was an unseasonably warm day in early May. And I had chosen to stuff an extra large sweatshirt down the front of my shorts. Perhaps unsurprisingly, I got caught. And I was whisked away to the police department, and then I was sent home where my parents summarily arraigned me. And then I entered the juvenile justice system, which I don't know what they're doing now, but about 20 years ago in semi-rural Ohio, diversion therapy was the big thing for the juvenile court system. And this meant that I had to do some community service in lieu of doing time. And then I had to do months of therapy. I had to first go to an individual court-appointed therapist who would talk to me about my issues and my problems and why I was acting out, and blah, 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 which was actually the worst part for me. I come from a family of very private, largely passive-aggressive Protestants, and none of us like to admit that we even have emotions, let alone talk about them with other people, and certainly not talk about them with professionals. It's just not something that's done. So that was the worst part for me, but I was a good kid. So I stuck it out, and I got through it, and then the next step was that I then had to go join my fellow juvenile offenders for group therapy. And like I said, I don't know what they do anymore, but I really hope, I can't believe that it's the same thing, because hopefully at some point, someone figured out that putting a group of 10 to 12 juvenile delinquents in the same room is not going to elicit conversations about how to be a better person. Instead, it was more like a pro tip session for how to be a better criminal, which was great for me because I was the newbie, so I was learning the entire time. And I got some great things, like I learned how where to go for alcohol where they wouldn't card you. Good to know. Places where they would sell single cigarettes instead of the whole pack, which is very good if you're on an allowance-based economy. And one of my favorites was the guy who taught us how to take the door off the hinges in your bedroom from the inside when your parents have locked you in from the outside. Never had to use that, but it's good to know. So I got through that, and eventually I had completed the entire course of the diversion therapy. I'd done my community service, I'd done my one-on-one therapy, I'd done the group therapy, case closed, file sealed, moved on. I never shoplifted again. I was cured. I was an even better kid than I had been before I started getting into trouble. And I'd like to be able to say that it was because I had some great scared straight moment. In truth, it's actually just because I was so bad at being bad that it was easier to be good. I discovered that it was a lot of work for me to unsuccessfully shoplift. And to hang out with the bad kids was actually just very taxing. What I was actually really good at was getting good grades and going to drama club and showing up for student government. So that is the course I took, and it's the course that I stayed on really for the next 20 years or so for the most part. And as I look back on those years, I consider myself really lucky that I had the opportunity to make those choices, to actually evaluate my situation and look at the paths that I could take and choose one that actually seemed to work. A lot of kids don't get that opportunity, and some of the ones who do don't take it. So I was feeling pretty proud of myself for having this revelation, and I was talking to my parents a few years ago and decided to share it with them and say, you know, guys, I am actually really grateful that I got arrested when I was a teenager. And they shared something with me that I hadn't known up until that point, which was that in the state where I grew up, at age 16, you're tried as an adult. No questions, no exceptions. I got arrested 2 weeks before my 16th birthday. If it had been 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years after the day that I got arrested, I would have gone straight to jail. I would have been on an entirely different path, one with many fewer choices, I'm led to believe. And so it turns out, as my parents informed me, yes, yes, I was very lucky to get arrested as a teenager. I was even luckier than I thought, though. Thanks.